Are you ready to get intimate? Because now is the time, and this is the place. I'm Dr. K, and I'm ready to get intimate with you. This is the show for everyone who is not afraid to get intimate on some level. That's right. This is a show all about intimacy. Different perspectives, different topics, different views. One purpose. Join me on this journey to go deep, get raw, get real, and get intimate. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Hey everybody, it's summertime, and before things get a little too deep out there with relationships and intimacy, or you're even like going backwards and you're thinking about your ex, I just want to give you a friendly little reminder because, well, fun in the sun brings the worst out in us sometimes. So if you're wondering whether it's a good idea to send your ex an innocent little happy birthday text, let me just give you the short answer. It's not. But the long answer is a bit more complicated. If the relationship ended on a relatively good terms, I guess it's fine. But if the two of you are on friendly terms, and maybe you keep in regular contact, you can and you should wish your ex a happy birthday. Perhaps if happy birthday actually means happy birthday, and there are no hidden meanings in the text, it's appropriate and acceptable to text your ex. But, there's that but. However, if the relationship was one that brought you down, it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Bottom line, invest your time in people that build you up, not bring you down. If you've ended what you had and both of you have moved on, maybe, you know, it's not a good idea. A happy birthday text out of the blue will send the idea that you're not completely over them and want to get back together. But allow me in my personal opinion, because I always got one, Dr. K always has something to say, to vent for a second. If you think sending a happy birthday text to someone you once dated, boned, were in love with, whatever, seems perfectly inoffensive, you are wildly out of touch. It's the text message equivalent of a bird flies overhead only to poop on your shoulder while you're wearing your favorite outfit of the day. It's one of those things that people who like to call themselves nice but are actually terrible to do as proof of their kindness. These texts, you know, are not all about wishing happiness upon someone you probably hate tiny bit, but as much as they're about establishing an emotional high ground. The secret subtext behind every happy birthday text from an ex is, hey, look at me. I'm so over it that I can wish you a happy birthday and it's totally fine. Bottom line, there's no such thing as an altruistic happy birthday text when exes are involved. Mostly because an ex can never just say happy birthday and leave it at that. A birthday text from an ex is always going to come with a side of something horrible like, I hope you're doing well, Dr. K. Or, I know it's been a while since we talked, but that but is what gets me. At least you can muster up the grace and courage to politely respond, thanks, and delete the text thread forever. But at the very worst, you know, your birthday, the one day a year it's totally acceptable to celebrate yourself and to be selfish, is ruined by the blast from the past. Nope. I don't think so. If you have been following me in the past, you would know I would ask you, why didn't you already block that number? I can understand the impetus to say happy birthday to an ex. It's normal. Especially a serious one who you experienced at least one birthday with. It's a moral quandary. And if you don't say happy birthday, well, you know, they're going to think that you're being salty and secretly wishing that they have an unhappy birthday. But then again, if you don't say happy birthday, they might not respond, or worse, they might respond with a cold thanks. Either way, you're fucked if you do and you're fucked if you don't. This would all be much easier if there was just an established rule for this situation, but There isn't. So it leaves people like me to talk about it. And that rule should be just don't send them the damn text, right? Bury your phone in the dirt for at least 24 hours if you must. Because the actual best birthday present that you can give any ex is to leave them the hell alone. No text, no e-cards, no edible arrangements, baskets, no nothing. Just let them enjoy their special day the way they want to, completely without you, and you without them. There are very few exceptions to this rule. So if you and your ex are not one of those odd former couples who are honestly still friends, sure, send a text. And by friends, I mean this ex must be someone who you interact with at least 3 or 4 times a month with zero drama. Like, if they texted you out of the blue on Wednesday afternoon, you wouldn't feel the need to screenshot the text and forward it to all your friends and say, oh my God, what the fuck? What the fuck is he texting me? If this isn't the situation between you and your ex, or if you are unsure, don't send it. Just don't send it. Save yourself, you know, the pain. You know, that platitude is like, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And if you can't say happy birthday to an ex without wishing you could actually say happy birthday, you wrecked my life and I hope your cake tastes like a pile of sand, then don't say anything at all. If you're very unlucky, your garbage ex will return the same favor to you. Anyway, it seems like Dr. K has her groove back and she'll be dropping more short, brief, intimate podcasts. These ones are going to be a lot smaller than the other ones. There's a few things going on with my podcast. I'm trying to figure it all out. So in the meantime, with the exception, I do have a special guest coming on very soon. She's going to help celebrate Pride Month, hopefully before Pride Month is over. And I want to share my story about my grandfather who grew up during the Great Depression and served in the Navy during World War II. And his challenges and struggles as a drag queen. But my friend is also going to share her struggles in 2021 that she is going through growing up in a Latino community that is very Catholic. And do you think time and people and culture have changed? So stay close and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss this and all the other intimate conversations you and I are going to be having. Anyway, I think it's time to go, and it's been an intimate moment shared between me and you today. And peace out. Until the next time.